The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marissa Wexler, MS. SMA added to North Carolina's newborn screening program. As of this May, all babies born in North Carolina are now being tested at birth for spinal muscular atrophy. Newborn screening involves genetic testing of infants immediately after birth for mutations that are known causes of diseases like SMA, the most common cause of mortality in children linked to a genetic mutation. Getting such early results can allow babies to start treatment before they develop any symptoms of a genetic disease. Broadly, early treatment is associated with substantially better outcomes later in life. As part of the North Carolina Newborn Screening Program, all infants born in the state are screened for a panel of genetic conditions, such as cystic fibrosis. But until now, SMA was not included on that list. The decision to add SMA to the state screenings was prompted in part by the success of a program called Early Check, an ongoing partnership between the nonprofit RTI International, Duke University, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, Wake Forest University, and the North Carolina State Laboratory of Public Health. The program offers free, voluntary tests for medical conditions that are not included in the state's standard newborn screening. A recent study based on data from Early Check indicated that prenatal screening, genetic testing done prior to birth, leads to faster results and better knowledge. Early Check began testing for SMA in 2018. So far, nearly 14,000 children born in the state have been tested for SMA through Early Check, with three babies diagnosed with SMA as a result. All three of these children were able to quickly start on SMA treatments. This has been a great collaboration between RTI, the state of North Carolina, and our university partners. Don Bailey, distinguished fellow at RTI and the principal investigator for Early Creek, said in a press release. Of note, RTI is an independent institute that provides research, development, and technical services. While newborn screening for SMA will now be done via the state lab in North Carolina, new or expecting parents in the state can still sign their baby up for Early Check at no cost. The program currently screens for Fragile X syndrome and Duchenne muscular dystrophy, with plans to add additional conditions. Early Check is available to every birthing parent in North Carolina, with tremendous potential for improving the lives of babies with serious health conditions that must be identified early, Bailey said. We are excited to see SMA transition from Early Check to the state's newborn screening panel so that every baby in North Carolina is screened for this disorder, added Scott Schoen, Ph.D., director of the State Laboratory of Public Health. Schoen said, quote, "Doing so will get newborns the medical care they need quickly and will save lives."
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. It's always fun when you can draw parallels to your life from a movie. So when I read Halsey Blocker's latest column, Finding a Bit of Myself in Truman Burbank, I was surprised I hadn't seen it. Here's what she wrote. The Truman Show is one of the movies I can watch over and over again without ever growing tired of it. I long ago lost count how many times I've seen it, and it's always been a family favorite. My mom, who introduced me to the movie, is its biggest fan. I always watch with great anticipation for the moments when the main character, Truman Burbank, accomplishes something that no one expected he could. By the time the final few scenes play across the screen, I'm always grinning so much my cheeks hurt. Spoiler alert, I'll be discussing the movie's plot. Over the years, I've come to see a bit of myself in Truman as he embarks on a new adventure at the end of the movie. His courage, resilience, and determination can't be overlooked. These are just a few of the qualities that have also helped me navigate my life and journey with SMA. Truman, played by Jim Carrey, has unknowingly spent his entire life as the subject of a popular TV show. Upon realizing that he's constantly being watched and his life is a carefully crafted illusion, Truman overcomes his deep-rooted fear of water to execute a daring escape plan. In his desperation to stop Truman from leaving, the show's creator, Christoph, launches a dangerous storm that threatens to capsize Truman's boat and drown him. The wind tears at the sails, the waves crash over the boat. At this point, Christoph no longer cares if a star lives or dies. He only cares about maintaining full control over what happens to Truman. But even as the storm continues to escalate, Truman refuses to give up. Even when all hope seems lost, he presses on. Despite everything that tries to stop him, Truman survives and finds the door that will take him to freedom. In case I don't see ya, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. With the delivery of that iconic line, Truman takes a bow, chuckles, and with a smile stretching from ear to ear, takes his first steps into the life he had fought for. The storms in my life tend to be more metaphorical than the one Truman experienced, but they're no less powerful. On multiple occasions, they've threatened to end my life. They aren't caused by a manipulative TV show creator, though. Often, they're a direct or indirect result of SMA. SMA isn't conscious of the effect it has on my life, but because of it, I've been hospitalized for serious illness, undergone risky surgeries, dealt with the medical equipment malfunctions, had plans derailed by poor health and fatigue, and more. I wasn't always expected to make it this far in life, but against all odds, I have. With some courage, resilience, and determination, and a whole lot of help from the people who love me, I've been able to withstand the storms of life, even when it seemed unlikely. Like Truman, I had to fight for the life I have today, and it's a beautiful one filled with blessings. I'm sure I'll need to weather more storms, but I have everything I need to do so, and when the storms pass, I'll continue living the way I choose. Despite the obstacles along the way, I'll choose to press on and enjoy each moment to its fullest potential. Thanks for sharing, Halsey. I'll definitely be adding this movie to my watch list. That's all I have for you today. I'll switch it up a bit and say, in case I don't see ya, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.